Pointless Podcast.
Log in the cake.
Hello and welcome to the first quote-unquote episode. I don't know if that's what you necessarily call them, but sequential pictures and not necessarily sequential pictures, more so Sir Anthony Washington and I, N.T. Butterbiscuits, are trying our hand at podcasts. And we're jumping on the boat really, really late because I think it was already popular and now standard. So I don't know. We don't know what the format is. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if we're going to put music in the background, if there's going to be circus-type events. I don't know. But basically, it's bullshit. Yeah. Pointless. Pointless podcast. We're gonna ramble, and because I think you'll agree that we just like the sound of our own voices.
We were just trying to experiment and find a way to be naked and yet talk to you, and this is the only way.
This is the only way
we could. This is the only way we could figure out
how to. Also, this is the only way, and I think this was your idea, to be naked in the same room with one another, but without feeling strange about it.
Right.
Like it's for the art.
Yeah, it's for the love.
It is for the love. And personally, since this is the first time, we're clothed.
I feel like we're podcast virgins.
I'm wearing clothes right now, but I think we're going to work up to doing them naked. Because anytime you record something like this, you have to turn the air conditioner off.
That's true.
And it does get hot.
It does get hot and sweaty. You're moist like a Debbie cake.
You're moist.
Moist like a Debbie cake. You know, I'm feeling like a zebra cake over here.
That's okay. I'll give that one a 5.
Yeah, we got to get some...
on a scale of 1 to 100. I'll give that a 5.
Right. We got to get the ladies in to towel us off. So
yeah.
You know?
Well, I doubt that's going to happen, but a lot of the times when I'm recording my little songs, I end up in my boxers because it's so hot. Yeah.
Well, that's what I do. When I paint women in the nude, I just ask them if I can take my clothes off, too. You know.
When you have a model for you?
Well, yeah. I just, you know, because I don't, you know, a lot of people feel uncomfortable about getting naked. So
you haven't done a lot of...
I haven't been painting a lot of...
Like, well, don't you just get pictures?
Yeah, a lot of times I'll either get pictures of the models, or the last time I probably did, it's been several years ago, just because they don't sell, you know? Mm. There's always some, like, you know, 40-year-old man that buys the paintings once
some
a year.
Some perv.
Yeah, some perv buys my paintings once a year, so I just kind of quit doing it, you know? And for some reason, I got into the hairy armpit pregnant woman phase or whatever. Well,
doesn't every artist go through the hairy armpit?
I was painting only naked pregnant women with stage. Hairy armpits, and that didn't go over too well with the crowd.
It did not.
So I have all these large naked pregnant women paintings in my house. So
have you ever painted naked?
Yeah.
Really?
If it gets hot enough, nigga, you got to. Well, it gives you something else to set the palette on. You know, there's a little hole to set the palette, so you just kind of. You know, I'm like, take that Bob Ross.
I'll give that a 7. No, an 8. I'll give it an 8. I'll give that an 8. That's my own scale.
Well, you can do what you want to do with your scale.
It's my scale.
It's a sliding scale.
Yeah. You know? Of course, I break everything down into percentages. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you're like 70-40% chance. 70-40%. You know, it's split like
that.
I
can't rate a joke that you stole. that's a stolen joke, ladies and gents. But it was actually said.
It was a truth. Someone actually said that. That there was like a 70-40% chance.
I'm split 70-40. What are you, crazy?
Well, that was obvious. But
help yourself to a textbook. 70-40.
That was obvious.
Bless it, soul.
I know. Normally, I say the craziest things. You know, like parched with anger and...
Parched with anger is stuck.
What was it? Can't judge a box by its cover.
Yeah, you can't judge a box by its cover. And it was a walk in the cake.
Walk in the cake.
In fact, while we're doing this, I think I started writing them down. I'm going to try to... Yeah, yeah. I, actually,
cake.
You know what?
Anthony-isms.
Ant-isms. I got them right here, surprisingly. This is shit that he's actually said. And I know there's more, I just don't have them all written down. I just opened up to the back of my notebook and I started writing them down. I don't want to pull anything over her leg. He's very considerate. He really didn't want to fool him. It's a combo. It's a combination between, I'm not pulling your leg, and I don't want to pull anything over on her. So I don't want to pull anything over her leg. It's a walk in the cake, which obviously a piece of cake and a walk in the park. You can't judge a box by its cover. I had a bad idea about it.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I got a bad feeling about it, he says, I got a bad idea about it. And that doesn't make any sense. And you remember See It Easy? We just did
that. Yeah. I think, you know, for some reason, when I get around black people, I can't help myself.
Because I'm
half black. And, you know, but I don't really have, like, a soul, you know? I don't really have a soul. I'm kind of soulless.
Really?
Yeah, the devil. The devil took it away from me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I get on black people, for some reason, you know, I just want to jive talk with them. You know, I just want to be like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about, dog. You know,
you go into mode.
Yeah, I go into, like, I go into black mode. And,
I get whiter. I think I get Bing Crosby.
You do get Bing Crosby. You know, you're wearing shorts, and we turn around, you have, like, a sweater and a pipe in your mouth, so we don't, But I don't know, I'm only that way, like, when I get around black people, I just put on this thing.
Facade.
So. Yeah, and for some reason, there's this cat I knew over at Domino's, I think his name was Dre, you know?
Who seemed alright.
He was a nice guy, and he was like, alright, man, and for some reason, I was gonna be like, you know, take it easy, but I said, see it easy, dog.
See it easy. And I was like, see it easy. Take it somewhere. Might as well say, all right, man, take it somewhere. See it easy.
Let's see, what else has been going on? Not much. I've actually been trying really hard not to leave my house.
You've been doing pretty good.
I've been doing pretty good. We're attempting to go outside today.
You know what? We're not very sportsy, athletic types, but we're actually going to go outside after this and kick a soccer ball around, which I used to play.
As did I years ago.
You played soccer?
I did play soccer.
I think we've had this conversation.
I'm sure we have.
Because you played football for a second.
Yeah. I didn't like the dudes grabbing my ass.
I wouldn't say that.
You know, I mean, that's... well, I mean, if they're rich...
You just
rich,
didn't like
if
the game.
Rich, if they're rich...
You just didn't like the game.
That's the only part I like. I kept just holding the ball and getting tackled. I just like the pile up. But... But, you know...
It was the rules of the game that bothered you.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of, you know, you couldn't do what you wanted to do on the field. You know,
take this down there.
Right. You know, yeah. I didn't want to play with a cup protector. You know, they kind of want to force you.
Well, you know what's strange is they have that in football, but they don't have that in soccer.
They just want you to get kicked.
When you do.
And they make you play soccer in, like, the coldest time of the year. With the smallest shorts.
Which is shitty. It's really shitty the way they do soccer.
Yeah, and you have to go out there with, like, pantyhose. You're out there with, like, pantyhose under your socks. And
you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, because when everyone, when they would take their, you know what? God, it's been so long. Their free kick or their, you know, like a penalty kick. That's what
they stand with their hands. Yeah, their hands over their crotch.
But they don't give them, we never had to wear one of those things. But in football, you're completely padded. It's like they care about those people.
Well, I think it's because soccer is not supposed to be a full contact sport.
Well, look at rugby, for God's sake.
Rugby, I think you do wear a cup, or it's recommended.
Well, I'm just talking about padding in general.
Well, rugby's just for crazy people. That's
you know what?
That's crazy. That's a crazy sport. That's like football with no pads.
I'm going to start telling people that I play rugby.
Rugby. You know, I'm a Rigby player at USM.
Isn't there a Rigby field?
Wrigley. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, see, I'm an aficionado. Yeah.
Did you see the Cubs at Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field. That's why I can't hang in a sports conversation.
No, I just always get drunk and grab the crotch.
I'm like, oh man, yeah, I saw that game with Michael Borden. It was awesome. He scored so many touchdowns.
Is that the milk guy?
He's so tall. I have nothing to talk about.
No, between like hunting and sports, I think we only...
Hunting? I'm going hunting.
Sniping the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going... I gotta wake up at 4 in the morning. What are you doing? I'm going hunting. Wow.
You gotta get up early.
You gotta get up really...
I'm
out there. I'm a competition. You gotta wake up pretty damn early to beat me at hunting.
Well, there's a lot of people out in the field. You know?
There's too many.
There's a lot of people. Well, there's only so many girls. You know, you would think
that
there's...
Yeah, but gay people are really equaling things out.
They are. I mean, they level the playing field. You know, there's 3 billion women, but of those, like, 2 million of them are gay. You know?
Is that correct? You're just throwing numbers.
No, I think that's true.
I just think that's a number.
And the other...
Do some math.
198 million are...
It's 70-40. It's 70-40.
You know, I mean, every girl I end up dating is, like, bisexual or retarded, so I don't know. I can't...
You know what I'm picturing that
literally. I always shoot the buck, you know, that has, like, one horn right in the center.
That's a unicorn.
Oh, is it a deer with a horn in the center?
You're why they're extinct. Exactly. You're why they're extinct.
I end up dating the guy from Willow, you know? I never date any, like, normal people, so...
Why'd you have to use a guy in that analogy?
Because it's funny.
It's, well, it just seems a little gay. That's fine.
Well, he doesn't have to get on his knees. He's at the right height. Okay. And it was a half-off sale. So.
Okay, let's talk about what we came... We came here to talk about a specific subject. Do you know what that is?
No.
Are there buffets in China?
That is... I think I mentioned that. I think I mentioned that to you the other day. Because you always go to, like... Every buffet is always run by, like, another culture. You know? And you go to Chinese buffets, but the Chinese people are always so small and so slender. You don't see, like, very many big Asians.
Sumo, that's it?
That's about it. That's, like, it. And I have to wonder, like, if I went to China, is there an all-you-can-eat American buffet?
Of course not.
You know?
I say that. Like, there's cheeseburgers and... But America food is really just kind of a... Mainly a hodgepodge, a mishmash of other... Like, we have spaghetti and we... It's kind of that...
Yeah.
Melting pot.
Barbecue was created by Native Americans.
So I'm sure it's just a boring buffet.
It's boring. It's just going to be a bunch of rice. It'd be like rice and like 10 vats, and it's like all you can eat.
I wonder if there was an American buffet over there, if it would have at least a little bit of Chinese food on the buffet. I'm sure they would scoff at that, but.
Well, they'd probably have like sweet and sour wings or something. You know, all the black people in China would come to the buffet. They got the wings, eh, dog?
Well, I went to, this was when I was living in Hattiesburg, I went to some kind of Chinese buffet, and on the actual buffet was just like Fruit Loops. There were just Fruit Loops in a canister, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. I mean, I like Fruit Loops.
I'm not a big fan.
Well, regardless, if you went and saw any kind of Pops... There's Pops.
Yeah, I like Pops.
On the buffet. You know, what's that?
Well, I mean, Asians eat all kinds of things. It's just, you know, I mean...
Dog.
Cat.
Mainly.
Yeah.
Dog.
Right. Mainly. I think that's just Koreans.
Oh, you know what? I hit a rabbit last night on my way home. And that always kind of freaks me out because you have that... I know I'm just totally changing lanes without my blinker, but I was riding home and it was really foggy last night. And I saw this furry little beautiful god creature out in the middle of the road, and I didn't want to swerve.
You tried to ramp off of it.
That's mean. I felt bad.
I don't like hitting animals.
You know, but it was a dumb creature because it kind of did a U in the road. It's like if you would just either. I mean, I guess I'd freak out too. But it always seemed to run up under the wheel.
Yeah.
Like they go straight for the wheel. But it was disturbing. I don't like hitting little bunnies. But you always have that moment where should I swerve and possibly kill myself?
Well, I thought you had a new scarf on today. You know?
Boo. Boo. You know I don't wear scarves in the summer.
Well, I do. It's fashion.
Scarves or scarfs?
I think it's scarves.
Scarves,
but scarves is harder to
say.
To say and scarfs,
but it's spelled with an F.
Yeah,
scarf.
I think it's scarf and scarves.
That's a word that if you say five times in a row, it starts sounding stupid.
Scarf, scarf, scarf,
scarf. Well, not that quick. Scarfs, scarfs,
scarfs.
That's a retarded word.
Would you rather kerchief?
Kerchief is. Isn't that a shortening of handkerchief?
Well, I'm not sure. I think a kerchief could be, you could have a neckerchief.
That's really gay there.
Which is like
that's
an ascot. Like an ascot of those little things that, you know, Freddy from Scooby-Doo. I think that's what it's called.
That's what it's called?
I think it's called an ascot.
Why do you know that?
I like gay ass shit.
I play football.
I play football.
Not for the game.
No, just for the shower. You know, everybody else is soaping up and you're, you know, just kind of looking around.
Did you have to do that?
I think that was pretty much when I quit. I think I
how
played,
many how many showers?
I think until I took you couldn't I think take it. I think I took one or two.
Really?
I think I took one or two. I'm not a fan. I don't like using urinals. You know, I don't like using urinals. So
okay, just being around. Well, hold on. Like if I walk into a bathroom and I have a choice between a stall and a urinal,
I'd rather wait on a stall.
Even if there's no one else in there, I'll go to a stall.
I mean, too. I'll use a urinal sometimes, just if you know. But it just always tends to be when you go to somewhere you have to use a urinal, there's so many people in there. And what I don't understand is why don't they spend $2 more and put like a cardboard barrier up on the sides? I don't even want to be tempted. I don't even want to be tempted to look next to
have
me.
Have you been tempted?
Though you're curious. You always want to look at everything.
I have never.
You always want to look
I'm
at
not saying
everything.
I haven't been curious.
I never want to look. I never want to look.
What is that sick curiosity?
I don't ever want to look. I just don't like being there because I'm thinking that they're going
to look.
I feel
like I have to force myself to not that, you know.
Well, you have to.
I'm gay. What's going on down there?
Well, you have to pee and you're without looking. You're having to look up and then it's like, you know.
You know what they need to do? To keep your attention away from looking at another man's
job. Put a television screen right
there. No. I'm talking, this is dual purpose. Right in front of, above the urinal, there should be an eye exam.
Oh, there should
be. You should be able to check your eyes and take a piss at the same time. I'm sure a television would be good, but you probably get stuck watching something stupid. You know what? I'm relieved.
Urinating on yourself.
And I've got 20/40 vision.
Well, I was reading, probably, I would say a couple of days ago, about this article. I think it's either in Switzerland, somewhere in one of the cooler countries of the world, that their urinals actually have like little pictures in the urinal to keep men from peeing all over the place. They have like little mouths or little bugs, little things, and that they're actually, you know, baking into the porcelain urinals or whatever to help men like aim, because you like they seem that men want to aim at something. And guys are just like, for some reason, just pee
cunting.
Up.
They want to go cunting.
They don't want to go cunting. And they'll pee on that spot to keep from peeing all over the floor.
What?
I don't know why. That's what I read.
What, are they all high?
I think it's legal over there somewhere.
Yeah?
Amsterdam, somewhere.
See, I think that a bit ridiculous. Because I go into mode where I'm not trying to make a mess, like, all the
time. But you have to think about the poor guy that's making toilets all day. That's probably the light of his life. You know, when he gets to, like, bake a bug.
His job finally got interesting.
Exactly. He's having to sit there and make urinals all day. He's like, woo. You know?
But, you know what? I want to move on.
It's a true story. That's really what they're doing. They're putting little
It should just
images.
Say, pee here. Or it should just say, don't make a mess.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. It's kind of like signs say all employees wash hands, but then, you know, your hamburger takes a bit like urine every time you go to
Where are you going?
You go to Jack in the Box.
Excuse me.
There's like toilet paper in your barbecue. There's like toilet paper in your barbecue sauce.
This burger again tastes like urine.
You know, I've never seen an employee wash his hands. Never. That was
You know what? You know what? I actually have.
Oh, you have. Okay.
I mean, I can't.
I'll they should. I mean, I feel like a girl.
But you know what I
Every
do?
Time I go to the bathroom, I feel like a girl because I actually wash my hands and all the other guys.
You know
like,
what? I don't. That's what I was about to say. It's like when I go into a bathroom and I'm in there with someone who's an employee of whatever establishment I happen to be in. It's like we both get done at the same time, and then he goes to the thing to wash his hands, and I walk out thinking he better wash his hands, and I don't. But that's my thought.
That's your thought.
He better be washing
now,
his hands.
I'm a big hand washer. I mean, I'm kind of a germophobic to an extent, but in other areas, I'm not germophobic.
Sometimes I will. I haven't figured out my logic on it, of like when I will and when I won't. But if I'm in a hurry, definitely not.
Right.
I've been sweaty and like nasty and I just don't feel beautiful, then I will what? And then I will cleanse myself. But I really don't like using a lot of hand soap because it just takes even longer to get off. You know? I mean, I've got soap and I will use it. I'm not
nasty.
That
was even funnier what you said. Like hand soap takes even longer to get off.
It just takes longer because it's so slick.
Well, it's slick. Well, I'm just a fan. You know, I mean, I'll toss a salad, but I'm going to wash my hands. I'll be darned. If I'm not going to wash my hands.
What kind of soap do you use?
Whatever is available. I'm just a big soap fan. I mean, I feel like we invented it. We need to use it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Whatever's invented. If we invented it, we need to use it. It's kind of my theory.
Kind of like the nuclear bomb?
Yeah. I mean, it worked, didn't it?
It's coming around again. We need to use it for something. It worked, didn't it? It's kind of going unused.
Yeah. It worked. Had we not blown up some PS3s, you know, we would still been in war.
PS3s?
Well, it's Japan.
That's a vague joke, sir. Three.
Well, it's a newer one.
PS3.
Sometimes we have to drop a bomb on some Ataris, you know?
Oh, it's getting worse. It is getting worse.
It worked. I'm not saying it was a good idea, but...
But it worked.
It worked. Violence has unfortunately solved all problems. Peace has never solved anything on Earth.
There's a statement.
That's true. When is peace? Let's stop the fighting, and they get shot.
Well, because you usually don't hear about the peace process. It's a lot more interesting to talk about how many thousands of people died than, oh, that worked.
There aren't very many peaceful instances of people that were, like, peaceful that worked. I mean, you have Martin Luther King. He was killed.
Think about it if he hadn't existed.
Oh, no, I'm for it. I'm for it. I mean, I'm glad I have the right to vote, but I don't. But...
So you've never voted?
No, I've never voted. Never voted. I feel like as a half-black American, I never seen any eligible candidates that I don't want to... I don't support Dell computers, I don't support big business, and I don't support welfare, so I'm in a bad spot.
Specifically Dell, because every black person I've ever met...
Well, that's
it's
all
been
you,
all about some Dell
well,
computers.
Well, they have CD burners, so that's all we care about. We don't care about computers unless we can steal music or DVDs.
Dell
or,
computers. It's like, hey, man, why don't you go get you some watermelon and some chicken and a Dell computer? You never hear that. You just threw that in there.
They have CD burners with everything. And it's,
why are you against Dell?
Because they sent all their jobs to India, and I hate calling over there.
They all do that. Gateway.
But I've never owned a Gateway. I'm black.
You've got a Dell?
Yeah, I've got a Dell. Yeah, and every time something goes wrong, it's like, hello, my name is Robert. You know, it's
Robert.
Always, yeah, it's always like, hello, thank you for calling, my name is Susie. And you just, and it's like, what are you, just stop. We just speak English. I hate it. You know, it's like, you know, they don't send like Nag Champa incense to America to make. You know, we're not making Vishnu elephants over here.
Wow.
It's true. It is true. Like, why do we send all our jobs everywhere else? But like,
everything's made in Taiwan.
Yeah, everything.
Because of the work. The work, the labor.
Sorry, up the price or don't send it over there. Let them handle their own stuff. You know, that's really the way I feel. Like, you know,
what if that's their only export is bullshit?
But what were they doing for a million years before us? You know,
well, they got a totally different government and their whole financial system is completely different than ours.
I'm for supporting the world, but at the same time, I mean, there's people can't go to school. There's homelessness. I mean, there's so many of the problems. You can't solve the world's problems. And okay, you know, everybody. Okay, I went to school and I have 2 degrees, and then it's like, okay, what do? You either go to school to be a lawyer or a doctor. Or go work offshore. You have no other opportunities for jobs. Or you're incredibly overqualified to work at Piggly Wiggly. I mean, there are no opportunities for college.
You're also living in a kind of a devoid area.
But even now, I mean, for most positions, I mean, there's a glut in the market. There's only certain things you can do to be guaranteed a job. And all the jobs you could do are fished elsewhere. For a cheaper price. But the prices aren't any cheaper for us. I mean, they're paying someone in Taiwan $1 to make a pair of Nikes, and we pay it $200.
They don't pass the savings on.
Exactly. I mean, and it's no sense in paying, you know, these people that money. And I hate to get on a truthful tirade, but it's the truth. It's the
truth. You are kind of on a TT.
It's truthful tirade. It's the truth. It bothers me. I mean,
yeah.
I'm proud to be an American, but I'll be darned if I went to Nam for this. I didn't see my brothers die in Nam.
You didn't.
You know,
you're an only child.
I'm an only child. That's because they died in Nam.
Is that right?
It's true.
No. All right. Well, we're going to conclude this pointless podcast because I'm looking at it and we have really and truly wasted somebody's time for 25 minutes about. So who knows if we'll ever do this again. So be safe. Be happy. Say goodbye.
Later.
No. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Later.
Pointless podcast.
Lock in the gate.